Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, welcome to RCC. I'm waiting for you. Praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome to Rapture Centric Church. It's Tana. I'm hosting along with our pastor, Jesus Christ. I'd like to welcome Jesus to our show, to our church, and the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for guiding us in your church tonight and what you want to talk about. We love you so much. We thank you for our lives. We thank you for choosing us to be your brides. We thank you for choosing us first to love us. We love you so, so, so much. We praise you and we worship you every day of our lives, and we can hardly wait for you to come and take us home as your elopture bride. We love you, Jesus. Love you. We love you. We love you. And thank you. And I just like to lift up RCC Church, RCC, and to cover them all with the precious blood of Jesus. And I pray, Lord Jesus, you shower them with peace and happiness and joy and with endurance and with patience and with supernatural favor and supernatural blessings. And shower them with strength, your strength and your energy and your perfect health, and with your wisdom and with your knowledge. And like I said, with your love. For we love you, as I was saying. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. As you know, I like to start off my hosting with the armor of God. So everyone, we're going to put on our armor of God, Ephesians 6, 13 through 18. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, which can extinguish all flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. That was Ephesians 6, 13 through 18. And let's do Psalm 91, since we have all this pestilence and sickness around us in the world now. Psalm 91 is especially important to protect us as well. I say this every day. Actually, yes, every day. I say morning and night, but I say it once a day. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrows that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your tent. For He will command His angels concerning you to guard you, and in all your ways they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for He acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. That's Psalm 91. So thank you, Jesus, our knight in shining armor, for coming to rescue us today. Your RCC, we love you. I'd like to welcome everyone. Let's welcome the chat room first. Hi, Ben. Love you, Ben. Welcome to chat, and welcome, guests. Welcome, Andre. Love you. Welcome, Alana. Love you. Welcome, Bill. Love you. Welcome, Rosemary. Love you. Welcome, Tomahawk. Love you. Welcome, Tressie. Love you. Thanks for coming to RCC today. And let me welcome the brides on the phone here. Let's welcome 985. Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Ben?
Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ben.
Glad to be here. Happy Elopture Day.
Happy Elopture Day to you as well. So exciting. Today's the day. I say today's the day. let us welcome, let's see here. More brides. Let's welcome Seven. I'm not sure if this is Jerry or Sarah Bell, but welcome. 317.
Hi. Hello. Sarah Bell.
Hi, Sarah Bell. Welcome. We love you.
Hi. Love you.
And let's welcome Keith. Hi, Keith. Love you, Keith.
Hey, everybody.
Hello. And let's welcome Tomahawk. Hi, Tomahawk. Love you.
Hey.
Hey.
Ready to go. Ready to go home.
And let's welcome, is this Chris? Hi, is this you, Chris?
Yep, hey.
Hey, Chris. Love you, Chris.
Love you guys.
And let me welcome, I have a lot of amazing, beautiful brides. Let's welcome Jerry. Hey, Jerry.
Hi, I'm a Jerry. Glowing bride. I'm a glowing
You are a
bride.
Glowing bride. And are you a blushing bride?
I'm almost blushing. I was a little hot under the collar. Does that count?
Oh, yeah, sure. That turns you a little red, so sure. Well, welcome. And then let's welcome 918. Is this Jared? It's 918.
Yeah, hey.
Hey, Jared. Love you, Jared.
Love you, too.
All right, everyone. So this is everyone's on the line. So welcome. Is everyone having a marvelous day in the Lord today?
Just waiting and praying and hoping and wishing.
I'm having a pretty good day. I'm just having to make daughters do homework. That was a little bit frustrating. But other than that, I'm having a good day.
Oh, well, good. So who has something to share today? What has the Lord been doing with any of you today? Any revelations he's given anyone? So, Chris, are you heading to Penn State to the Ebola area?
I'm so ready to. But the only person that I've seen is Babu talking about it. I haven't seen anybody else. I tried to find, you know, some other confirmations for it, and I haven't. And then I found out when I was watching Dabu's video on it, he says that they spread them out throughout all the different Penn State campuses. So they're not even at one campus.
Oh,
and there's like seven that I know of. So
huh.
It's like going to be all over Pennsylvania.
So yeah, that's a move, intentional move. Yeah, it sounds like to make sure it spreads everywhere.
Yep.
Wow. Interesting. Yeah, I haven't seen any of the news today, so I don't know what's going on with anything. Keith, what's going on? Do you know what's going on with the news today?
Anything newer than your video?
I'm not sure. Chris, did you find out, did any of those 80 people have anything with the, were they tested?
No, they. What happened was they came in contact with the
right.
person that contracted the disease. Then they sent them back to their campuses. And
oh,
nobody,
wow.
they still haven't rounded them up. They're monitoring them for symptoms. But
okay.
on the same note, they say that it starts like a flu symptom. And right now,
mm-hmm.
even just in my area, everybody has the flu. You know,
oh,
I was sick last week for 3 days. My son was sick. I had my boss got sick. A couple of my friends got sick. You know, like it's flu season here. So
okay.
how are you going to tell the difference between flu and Ebola before, you know, it's
you're right.
control?
You're right. Well, and those 80 people you said were spread out everywhere?
Yeah, there's seven campuses that I know of. In
wow.
Penn State has, it's Penn State Barron, and then they have, you know, different campuses all over Pennsylvania. And, like, there's one in Pittsburgh, one in Erie, I believe there's two in Philadelphia, but they're just spread out all over the state. So these 80 students were on some kind of, like, field trip or, you know, internship or something. I don't know what they were actually doing, but they were meeting with this doctor that had Ebola from Dallas. So when they met with him, they all gathered from all their different locations, went and met with him, and then went back home to all their campuses. So now they're spread out
wow.
everywhere.
What a mess.
Nobody will, and I haven't been able to find any more information on it. I've been looking for that all day. The
okay.
other thing I can find is Dabu's video on it, and he gave
okay.
that information, and that was it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that is a mess. Hopefully it'll figure that one out, but it sounds like, I wonder if some of them will have it. I mean, that would really spread it everywhere then.
Yeah, that's what, you know, that's what, the way it sounded to me. That's why I was looking for, you know, more information on it, but there's nothing else. I mean, it's not even on any other websites or, you know, any other news programs other than Dabu's site.
Okay. So,
yeah.
If anybody has any information on it, you know, because that's definitely, I mean, I actually was praying today about it. I'm like, Lord, well, you know, you say we're, you know, we're sealed from, you know, we are sealed and protected from this, but I don't want to be sealed, you know. I'm like, Lord, you know, it's really not fair. But, you know, that's why, you know, just talking to him. But it's definitely interesting to know, you know, what's going on right around you, especially with it spreading out all over the state like that.
Yeah. It's interesting. I was watching a video yesterday about a warning video about someone who'd gotten from the Lord that, you know, the chemtrails, that they might be putting, like, cups of Ebola in the chemtrail planes and spreading the Ebola with the chemtrails eventually.
Oh, wow.
In the U.S. That's the warning
she
got.
Well, I didn't see. I can't remember. I didn't actually get a chance to watch the video. But I did see someone posted a video about the Ebola vaccine that they're trying to pass off as a vaccination for it, and it's actually the Ebola virus that they're passing through the vaccine. I can't remember who put that out. I didn't even get a chance to watch it. I saw it when I was on break at work and then never went back and watched it.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one. That's interesting.
That's normally how they do the vaccines anyway. They'll put the virus in there, and it supposedly, you know, it's the,
right.
I forgot, like, irradiated form of it and stuff, but I don't trust them anyway. But, you know, if it keeps spreading like it's doing, which, you know, I think it is going to just keep on spreading, you know, you got to think about it. Like, if there's a breakout in your town, you know, just think locally. Help you put it in perspective. What would they do? They would start shutting down schools, and then they would start shutting down, you know, this and that, and then it would be like total martial law everywhere. That's what they want. That's what they're aiming for. And, you know, eventually that martial law is going to come about, but we're actually gone before then. So it's like the faster this spreads, the closer we get to getting out of here. So.
Amen.
That is so true. Yes, and, you know, I get flu shots. I used to get flu shots every year. I'm not getting it anymore because I don't trust them this year. But, yeah, flu shots are the actual flu virus that they just put back into your body, and it's like antibodies, so you don't get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right about that, Ben. So, yeah, I'm not getting any flu shots this year. I have Jesus protecting me. Jesus is my flu shot.
Yeah.
Psalm 91 is my flu shot. Psalm 91 is my shot of everything, protection from everything. Yeah, it's crazy. Oh, yes, it's like the sooner everything hits, the sooner we get out of here. Exactly, Ben.
Well, God gave me a word at IHOP last night, you know, and he just said, you know, make sure that, he said, just stay steadfast for me because I'm pouring out my spirit on all flesh as I proclaimed, I'm doing that now, and it's going to get more and more. You know, I mean, we were just sitting there, and we were in worship, and, you know, we were just, you know, getting our worship on and just having a good time praising the Lord, and he just said, stay steadfast for me right now. Just stay on track. Don't slip off track. Stay on track with it is all we need to worry about. Like, all right, Lord, I'm doing the best I can, but, man, it's, you know, it's just so terrible here. I can't stand it. I just can't. I look at nature and I pray all the time. I'm like, Lord, I love your creation, but I hate what we've done to it. You know, I just, the world is such filth. And when Ben posted those couple of videos of him out in the country, that's like where I live, is on, you know, the road you're driving is I moved from Brooklyn years ago, and I love the country. I live in the country. I love the country, and I enjoy nature, but, you know, when I get into society and life and the world and what we've done to it, you know, the creation, when you're out in nature enjoying being in the Lord's presence, in, you know, and seeing his creation the way it was meant to be. It's so splendid. Such an amazing thing. I love those videos you put up in the chat room, Ben. That was awesome.
Yeah. I found like, I encourage everybody to actually go and join the Facebook chat with us. Like, we all just keep each other up to date on stuff when we're not, you know, on the show and everything like that, you know, because we're rapture retards like that, you know. But, yeah, I was posting a couple of things, and, like, I shared one thing for my status, and, you know, it's basically, declaring the love of God. You know, how Jesus, when he was on the cross, he went through, like, the worst, obviously, the worst physical, spiritual, and emotional pain ever. You know, he was actually looking down and seeing souls go to hell while he was hanging there. And, you know, it's not God's will that anyone should perish, and the Lord does not want to see anyone go to hell and stuff. So, you know, that's got to be the most tremendous pain ever. And then, like, you know, just the thought occurred to me how, you know, like, we can, you know, always be grumbling and complaining all the time, which I do sometimes. But, you know, it's the truth still stands that, you know, he actually does understand. There's no pain that we can go through that he hasn't already been there and beyond. You know, he's been through the worst kind of pain and stuff while he walked the earth, and, you know, in the spirit and everything like that, you know. So there's really nothing that we can sit here and grumble and complain about that he doesn't understand.
Amen.
many times I just get to thinking, you know, like, you know how human parents are, they're always, oh, get over it and blah blah blah, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, Jesus actually does understand. So, but it was powerful. It was like, it was too long for me to remember everything I just wrote, but stuff like that, you know. I'm not in the chat, blog talk chat right now, so I can't really share it, but I posted in the Facebook chat. If anybody wants to make a Facebook profile and hop on, that would be great, because, you know, we always hang out there after the show to talk and stuff like that.
Oh, we're there all day long.
Yeah, Facebook chat is hopping all day. RCC Facebook chat's hopping all day long, from morning to night, because we have all different coasts.
Yeah. It even gives Gemma a chance to fellowship, because she's on a way different time zone.
Yeah, Singapore is, like, totally off. Exactly. Yeah, I added Tressie. Welcome to Facebook chat, Tressie. I added Tressie today.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Zach shared there. Zach Wilkinson just posted something in some group. Well, I think one of you guys added me too. It says, "Hey guys, God is leading me heavily to the Feast of Tabernacles. He has shown me constantly a time frame of the 15th day of the 7th month to the 23rd and 24th of that month. I have no clue what he is showing me yet. I know many have been seeing 23. Some they have some value to others as well. Oh, I know the 7th month on Hebrew calendar is between September and October." That was interesting what Zach had just posted in this little Facebook group. This is it. The prophecy group, is that's the name of it. Yeah, so that's interesting. And Jerry, you were talking about tabernacles, right?
Yeah, that's, well, you know, it's the blood moon is the beginning of tabernacles.
Right.
And I'm really, really, I feel like I've been more pointed at the moment to really tonight,
yeah.
Tomorrow. Yeah. Even more than the 4th, actually. I really feel like I've been pointed kind of to tonight, tomorrow, more than any other time. But, Tabernacles is always a very, very interesting time, and there's a chance that, well, let's put it this way: the thing that's really curious and interesting to me about tabernacles is I've always felt like one of the ways that God is going to change the bulk of the mentality of the world in the tribulation, to, because currently we have basically God deniers of one kind or another. You know, people denying his action, people denying he exists, people not certain about who's God. the tradition on Tabernacles is that they go into their little booths, which are temporarily made, and one of the specific instructions is that they leave openings in the roofs of their tabernacles to see the works of God. Now, some people interpret that as just to look up at the stars, but I believe it's a perfect setup for to see God coming in the heavens and probably to witness the rapture. Either the rapture or God's second coming, Jesus' second coming to earth. But in either case, I believe they're intended to see the wonders of God. And when the wonders of God are seen in the skies and the heavens, I think that's going to change, and you know, most particularly in our case, or in our timing, the rapture, the worldwide rapture, that's going to be a very obvious, evident event all over the world, and I do believe that that's going to change people's minds about the power of God and whether He's working on Earth right now. And if when you read Revelation, it's very clear that there's no question when His judgments are dramatically coming on the earth, that people are basically blaming and cursing God. They're not deniers anymore. They just don't like what's happening. So something has to change, something really obvious, to change the mentality of people from denying God to assigning judgment to Him. And I believe the worldwide rapture is the a pre-judgment rapture, although we're already seeing some judgment pour out. But to me, that's the most obvious thing that would change. And so the tradition of tabernacles and the way they're supposed to look to the heavens through tabernacles would seem to me to be a perfect setup as a sign for the Hebrew nation to recognize Him and recognize the Messiah.
Cool. Oh, we're ready. We are ready. Take us tonight.
Yeah, okay.
I was going to give him options, but
tonight. Yeah.
Tonight is...
yeah, there you go. Yeah, don't make the list too long, Tana. I agree with
yeah.
you.
Hi, welcome, Mama Pat. Welcome, Mama Pat. Love you.
Hi, sweetie. Hey. Yeah, I have a good message to read when you guys are ready. It's from a woman signed for such a time. Thanks to Alana for sending it. It's really good. So
you can see that sign here right now.
Alrighty. This is October 4th. My daughter, my body has already received instruction as to what is required of them in this hour. All are presented with a choice to make, and it is not a time to tarry. My word says, choose this day whom you shall serve. Many want to teeter between two opinions, but the time of double-mindedness and double living has ended. There is much to do in my kingdom and a great harvest of my souls, so I call to the laborers in this hour to make ready. I will call to my chosen and give direction for the way they should take to accomplish my goals, my plans, says the Lord. Restoration has come and change is here. Nothing shall remain as it was. Those who attempt to hold fast to religious mindsets and traditions of men will find themselves lost in the midst of this great transition. I am the potter, thou art the clay, and I am reshaping and remolding and restructuring many in this hour to pour into the molds that I have originally designed and destined for them. Much will happen suddenly and immediately. Change will be upon you. Be diligent to obey my commands I have already given you, and seek me for the next steps. Don't tarry, for I will not, says the Lord. Many have sought and pray, thy kingdom come. Well, the answer to those prayers are before you. Who can perceive it? I come with great reward for my children who have labored and fought to remain upright and in good standing before me. I come with correction for those who will heed a loving word of rebuke, for my mercy is available to you, and I come to remove that which will not heed my instruction and follow my way. No longer will my children be oppressed by systems that continue to operate with motives of greed and plans that oppose my will, my agenda. These are the end times, and the focus is the reaping of my harvest of souls. Yes, resources will be released, but be sure to seek me for their use. Many of my children are crying out to me, and I have heard, and now I answer. Prepare for what is ahead, and don't look back. For anyone who puts their hand to the plow and looks back is not worthy of my kingdom. In the midst of upheavals and renovations will be great surprises of great blessing. I am come and am in the midst of my children to deliver, punish, and restore. Be expectant, my dear and precious ones, for your loving Father shall perform all he has spoken. I know it seems like you've waited for an eternity, but eternity begins and ends with me, and you shall be pleased with my grand display. For I am jealous for my children, and our time is at hand. I desire your attention. I desire your affections. Come in intimacy. Oh, my goodness, this one's blank. Hang on, guys. Oh, hang on. Come to me in intimacy and receive of me, for I am your Father, and I love you. So that was the message. Yay!
Yay, that's awesome.
We
message.
Need that message. Wow. Glad to share it. Thank you, Alana, for sending it. She sends me the most. She and Keith have just sent me the most beautiful things to read, so I'm very grateful. I'm very happy to share it with you.
Will you send it to me, please?
Yeah, I think I sent it already. I sent it to everybody.
I didn't get. I must not be on your list of getting it because I didn't get.
What
it.
Is your? Oh well, you don't have to give it to me.
Keith has it, so. I actually have yours. I'll send you.
Okay, and I'll send it over, honey. It's
okay.
We just do this privately. Yeah. Okay. I'm surprised because I sent it to a few. But for whoever's listening out there, this is good for them to know that. And this isn't the only message. There are others out there. It's all on YouTube. It's like get ready. It's the same theme. So it's very encouraging and very, very, very joyful. I was in prayer with him, and like I say, that the picture of it have come so alive, his eyes, and I saw the most beautiful angel. Where's Sherry when you need her? of it was like pink and gold and an orange all at once. And I was like, and when that happens, I'm like, whoa, he's just letting me know. And I just poured my heart out to him. And I said, we're waiting. I said, we want to be with you. We love you so much. You know, when? I said, you can understand. I wasn't hollering, but I was really... really letting him, you know that, and I'm talking for all of us and pleading with him and saying, we love you so much, and don't you think this is long enough? Don't you think it's time we meet each other? And, you know, how much long, you know, and he just says, trust me, I have everything in my hands. And that's all he said. That's all he said. So I'll just share that with you. That was this afternoon. And but I was really like all of us, just saying, like, you know, we want to be with you. We love you. You know, it's time to go home. And I let him have it, but lovingly, because I've had over 50 years of being spouse with him, and we can talk, we can put the cards on the table, he and I, as long as it's respectful and honest. So once in a while, I go on a little tantrum here, and just, you know, and crying,
good job
and crying.
On that. Yeah, keep doing that.
Crying
that was good.
To him, crying, tears, like when, like, you know, we're waiting, we want to go.
Yeah.
That's what he said. Yeah, it's hard for me to even talk about because it was so emotional, you know. But I share it. Anyway, carry on. I'm a big blubber nut.
Oh, that's awesome.
But
his
presence is so strong sometimes with me. It's like you can't imagine. And he's right there, you know. And I just let it out. And you know why we let it out? Because we're in love with him. We want to be with him. Heaven is our real home. The world is a mess. Talk about going to hell in a handbasket, you know. And now there's all this Ebola crap, you know. It's just, like, unbelievable. And it's like, Lord, you know, that you can't even go out the door anymore, you know. Yeah, like, it's time. It's just time. And I was crying, and I let him have it. And he said, just trust me, I have everything. And he reminded me of all the messages. And I'm saying, you know, people trust you. They talk to you, and they listen to you because you talk in their hearts. And I said, all these messages, I said, it's at the door. It's just, it's got to be because you're telling us. You're telling us. So I said, you can't blame me for being so upset that I want to be with you because I love you and I'm so lonely. That's what I said. It started out. I'm so lonely for you. I'm so lonely and I'm waiting and I'm trying to be good and I'm trying to hold on and I'm trying to trust. And that's what he said, trust me. I have everything in my hands. and he reminded me of all these other messages. So I'm just sharing it with the family, you know. There you go. And it was intense.
Yeah,
it was intense.
Yeah, he wants our hearts. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yes, and not only are all the YouTube messages, not just YouTube, you know, everything people are saying all over
yes.
the place is that,
it's all
you know,
over the
it's,
place.
Yeah, it's
just another
it's all
angel.
Congruent,
yeah.
I guess is the word I was looking for. They're saying
yes.
the same stuff. And not only that, about the time being soon, they're also saying October is the month of destruction. Yes.
Yeah. Yes, I've heard that.
Yeah.
I've heard that. And you've got that super blood moon on the 8th. I mean, hello.
There's also the black.
Jerry, what does that mean, that super blood moon? You're a moon guy here.
Tell her. Shower, the Draknan meteor shower is happening that
yeah.
same time.
Yes.
Someone was, I want to say, someone was saying Draknan meaning dragon. I think it was Paul Marie that was associating it with, like, the dragon and the rapture and the bride going to the hills, giving birth and going to the hills to be, hide from the dragon
yeah.
and something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I've heard this. And the fireballs, have you checked out the reports on fireballs lately? They're like, whoa, they're just all over the place. America's had so many all at once. They're not hitting the ground, thank God, but they could. It's like warning shots over our head because they're just everywhere.
Everywhere.
Oh, yeah,
everywhere.
I've never seen anything like that before.
Yeah, right.
They're going to start hitting when God allows them to hit.
That's
once
what
we're
I'm
gone,
afraid
the
of.
They're going to start.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of. They're going to start hitting, honey. And if
yeah.
even one of the, a few of them have hit, and they one hit a house in Ohio last year and killed the people. So I mean, we're dodging the bullet, honey. We're dodging the bullet.
Yeah, the one that landed in, was it Russia?
Yes, and there were some other places, too, Russia somewhere. There's been a few that have hit the ground and
mm-hmm.
made terrible noises, scared people to death, and have killed them. Yeah, so, I mean, not a lot, but
right.
they're, and no, you know what it is? Does anybody know where they're coming from? They can't place where they're coming from. They can't. They don't know where they're coming from. They can't, they're looking at around us and they're not knowing. Or they're not telling us where they're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
I know we have that Nerubo thingy, but I'm not even sure I even believe in that, you know. I'm still out to lunch on that one.
Yeah.
But there's an increase in fireballs. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's God's trying to wake people up. And
yes, I think so.
Yeah. Some aren't getting the message, but I bet everyone will eventually get the message.
Oh, yeah.
I was just reading some headlines here. Kurds face massacre in Syrian border town as Turkey just watches. Hamas chief says Palestinians could annihilate Israel quicker from the West Bank.
Wow.
There's just some headlines I was just reading.
Oh, there's a whole bunch of stuff, honey. Oh, my gosh. It's incredible.
Yeah,
does anyone have any other messages from the Lord or anything God
my
has been showing them?
My friend Brian White, I keep in contact with him, and he every so often, and he had a dream last night that the peace treaty was signed in this month. So I thought that was really, really powerful.
Well,
amen.
Yeah, someone had in
rapture this month. Yeah.
Someone was having a dream that someone was saying the peace treaty would be signed. Actually, Katie was saying by October 8th. October 8th is when the peace treaty would be signed by.
Yeah, she said around.
Yeah, and we also have that draconian meteor shower too around the 8th, so that's perfect timing for those meteors to hit.
Yeah, it's getting to be a lot, and we're so blessed in a way that they haven't really hit the ground and or hit some buildings, but boy, they start doing that's it. You definitely can't go outside. You can't even stay in your house and be safe, you know. So
it's
really racking up here. It's just increasing like unreal. You know, every day is like an adventure.
Most people who don't like know what we're like talking about usually think we're just like planning for destruction or something like that, for the world to end.
Yeah,
we're just waiting. Mm-hmm. Just waiting for Jesus.
Yeah, they think you're crazy. They think they don't even know what's going on in the world. They don't even know this is all happening. Yeah, it's like they think we have death wishes, that we're suicidal.
Yeah.
like we want all this bad to happen. They think we're like, we want everything bad to happen because we keep talking about all this bad stuff. You're right. But no.
No.
We know it's the end of end times, and Jesus is coming, and we know Jesus is coming to get his bride. He's coming to get his Elopture bride in the RCC and other as well. So we're just trying to, you know, just being watchers and supposed to be waking people up.
I wonder what the FBI is thinking, the CIA, when they listen in. They're probably like, these guys are going to be the suicide cult. They're talking about they want Ebola.
They probably already know it.
Yeah.
They probably have, like, bunkers and stuff.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they do.
Yeah, well, don't
worry.
Bunkers
can still feel an earthquake, though. Really.
No, I don't want the last laugh, but that's, you know, they're going to be all in shock when what everybody was saying, what we've all been saying, it actually comes true. They'll all definitely have a wake-up call there, which is sad. They're supposed to wake up before we left. Not after we
People
left.
Are proud, though. Proud, very proud. And God's got to destroy that pride. That's how Satan fell, through pride. And he'll try to get everybody else through pride. I know. He will. To make them fall through that. And that's what God's up against. It's his pride in people. But it can be broken through fear. When there's nowhere else to run and no one to call out to. They'll call out to God. Like they say, there's no atheists in foxholes. Because you're too scared. You know. Yeah.
The brother Rhody had another video out. He put out saying now the rest
is
going to happen in October. And, you know, he's the one that his son had a dream about the Miami Heat player being taken during the Raptor.
Right.
And I want to say little John did, too. And like I was saying, the Heat games, I think one happened yesterday, and one happens the 7th, one happens the 14th, and one happens the 21st. So...
Wow.
As I was saying yesterday, those could be potential rapture days, and of course the RCC would be gone, the Elopture Bride would be gone before that, but
those
are just ideas for that player being raptured during the game, and everyone, you know, just watching, wondering.
Wow.
So... I'm going to play a song. This is a love song from Jesus to us.
Okay.
I'm saying.
could make you happy, make your dreams come true. Nothing that I wouldn't do. Go to the end of the earth for you to make you feel my love. To make you feel my love.
I love you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for helping us.
Yeah.
I welcome Leah on the phone while the song is playing. Hey,
Leah.
Leah. Love you, Leah.
Hello. Thank you.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
Welcome. You have anything that God has been doing or sharing with you?
Well, I had a work conference that I was just coming back from, and it was kind of fun because I talked to Stacy while I was gone, and, like, I went to the beach. I mean, the conference was, like, in Ocean City in Maryland, and so I went to the beach, and then there was, like, this beautiful, beautiful sand sculpture, and the guy who does them, they're all, like, biblical. And so he had Noah and the Ark, and it was really awesome because it said last call on it.
Wow.
I know, right? It was it was totally awesome.
Cool.
And then, like, he had all these picked out scriptures that was basically kind of talking about the Lord, like, coming back. And it was awesome to look at. He had David and Goliath, and then what was the other one that he had? I forget what the third one was, because it was three different ones, but it was absolutely amazing that he had carved these things in the sand. And then,
wow.
So right to it, as I was walking by again, there was a guy standing there, and he had, like, he was literally holding a cross, like, on his shoulder. And
wow.
So I was like, so did you, like, pick up your cross? And, you know, I was, like, just joking with him, but I was like, did you, you know, pick up this cross and, like, fall after Christ? And he was like, yeah, you're a believer. And so we were just talking about different, like, really awesome miracles.
Beautiful.
Awesome. And I asked him, was he, like, a pastor? And he was like, no, he was a massage therapist. And I was like, okay. And he said he just, like, would come out to the beach and, like, you know, have his cross on the weekends after work just to minister to people and pray for people and
wow.
You know, he's like, see, like, healings and stuff. And I was like, that was really cool. And then we were talking about how times were getting darker, and I told him yes, you know, and, like, you know, he was just talking about all these really awesome things that were going on. And I was asking him, like, was he looking for Jesus, like, or reminding him, like, you know, like, hey, you know, he's coming, like, keep watch. And he was just like, oh, okay, that was fun. That was fun.
Oh, my.
How cool to see.
Boy. Yeah.
So, obviously, he believes Jesus is coming back anytime, right?
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was neat that he was doing all of that, but at the same time, I didn't. Like, he knew times were getting darker, but he didn't, like, know that Jesus is coming, like, right now.
Oh, okay. He knew eventually. You didn't realize it's now. Why it's getting darker.
You don't know.
Yeah. Wow, that's awesome. He opened his eyes.
You got to witness.
And now you opened his eyes and planted a seed, so now he's, because he obviously goes and witnesses on the weekends, now he can witness.
Right.
To the truth. God's truth of him coming back now. I hear frogs. Someone's out nighttime and with frogs. That's awesome.
I heard frogs too. I thought that was pretty good. I'm like in my car, so I don't have any frogs in here, I hope.
That reminds me of nighttime in Michigan. I seen the frogs croaking.
Peaceful.
Yeah.
The crickets.
Well, cool, Leah. Thanks. Sharing. That's awesome.
That's very good.
And what a great time.
Yeah.
And you got to talk to our Stacy. Yay.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I love Stacy. I talk to her all the time. She's like, one of my favorite friends.
That's awesome. I miss Stacy.
Wow. Yeah.
Cool. Anyone? So who else wants to share something? Anyone else want to share anything? I can play another song if someone's hearing another song. If someone has something they want to read. We can do communion. Who wants to do communion? Should we do communion? We haven't done communion since the last time I was. We used to do communion every day.
Yeah, have somebody read communion, that'd be good.
I'll get the communion. I'll get the communion and ready. Ben, did you want to, I know you posted a couple words in chat. Do you want to read one of those words that you posted in chat, like from Ed Amos or whatever his name is?
Oh, I would. I actually would, but I'm not inside right now, so.
Oh, okay.
I can't. Yeah. I copy and paste it on my Facebook profile. If somebody else wants to click on it and read it, it's there. It's really awesome. It really is awesome, though. I love it. I want to be bold and just ask this. I don't care how crazy it sounds, but has anybody else been like, well, I've been, you know, like Chris was talking about earlier, you know, like God's been letting people know that he's been pouring his spirit out over this earth, you know, right now and for some time, and he's going to keep on doing it. And he's like, you know, bringing people through things and helping them. Has anybody been waking up and just like feeling like the urgency, like really, really powerful and stuff like that? Like I've been just waking up in like ecstasy every morning now, like for these past two mornings, but like I don't know, it seems like I'm the only one, I guess. Nobody else has said anything like that, but it's like, you know, I just really, really, really feel like, you know, it's so close that, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
I have
awesome.
Peace. I have
yeah,
great
you...
peace over it all. Great peace.
That's cool that you're feeling that way.
I mean, that's
yeah.
That to me is just a sign, though. I mean, like, it's right here. Yeah.
Oh, sure.
And see, what's cool is, like, earlier somebody put a little flirt that they had up on Facebook somewhere, and it was basically like a subliminal programming or something, and it said, it's just like an ad, but it said, this house will boom in 2014. Do not be left behind. And she's like, she posted it. She's like, guys, look at this, man. Look at what was on my news feed. She like said, do not be left behind. Did you see this stuff? I was like, yeah. Did you also see that it said this house will boom in 2014? In other words, just get blown up. That'd be really great.
That's awesome. All right. I have communion ready. So everyone get their air communion ready. We love you, Jesus. We just worship you. We ask you to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of our sins. We know that your blood shed on the cross has washed away all our sin, all our transgression, and all iniquities. And we know because your body, you've taken away on our oppression, that you've taken on our poverty, you've taken on sickness and disease and infirmities onto your body and allowed your body to be beaten and scourged for us. We just thank you, Jesus. We thank you for your bloodshed and your body being beaten for us. So therefore, we will do communion in honor of you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. They do this in remembrance of me. So thank you, Jesus, like I said, for allowing your body to take everything from us and put it onto yourself, allowing yourself to be beaten and scourged for us. We thank you, Jesus. We worship you. So everyone take your bread and eat your bread. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this is the cup in the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. We thank you, Jesus, for your blood shed on the cross for us, washing away our sins, our transgressions, our iniquities. We praise you. We worship you, everyone. Take your cup and drink your cup. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. We praise you, Lord. We worship you.
Mm-hmm. only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dare? To my knees, will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine.
The regular part of the church is almost over, so I'm going to let it go on. I welcome Carol, but we'll say in the spirit and the bride say, come,
Lord Jesus.
Today, flower.
Amen.
We love you, Jesus.
Love you, Todd. Love you, Leah.
Love you, everybody.
Love you, Jared.
Love you, everybody.
Chat room.
So let's welcome Carol. Hi, Carol. Love you, Carol.
Hey, Carol.
Hi.
Carol.
How are you?
Hey, I'm doing really well. I've just been really busy with ministering and sharing the Lord with people, reading and studying, getting closer to the Lord, getting more and more into Him. There's no time left, and not to be concerned of. But I know that I am being spiritually attacked Satan hates what I do for the gospel and for the body of Christ. So, When I'm not sharing the Lord with people or reading or studying or praying, I feel really down and out. And it's like, okay, why am I feeling down and out? You know, I have to be on guard. You know, I have to have the full armor of God on me 24/7, because the moment, I just sit quietly still or do my own thing, I'll start feeling sorry for myself, and it's like, why am I, so I have to get right back on the white horse of Jesus and start, praying again. And that's what I've been doing. But I shared, I shared a little bit in chat right now. I haven't really been, I've been asking the Lord, okay, what was this vision that I had about? What was it about? Why did you show it to me? Because it was from Him. And I've been finding out that many people have been having dreams where they are seeing stoplights. They're following stoplights, and, for example, in one dream, this one person saw four stoplights, and there was a car in front of him that had Jesus with a bunch of people in it, and he was following them, and when they went through the, they stopped at the first stoplight, and when it turned green, the car with Jesus and the people were in went through the green light, but when he got to that first stoplight, it turned red, so he had to wait till it turned green. So when it turned green and he went through the green light, he was trying to catch up to Jesus, who was at the next stoplight. And when he got to the second stoplight turned green, Jesus and the car disappeared.
Whoa!
He didn't catch up to Jesus and that car. But from his vantage point, he could see four stoplights, which, are like the four blood moons. And see, we had the first blood moon pass. And then, that night that I was walking my dog, I was not paying attention to the four blood moons. I was not paying attention to the rapture. I was paying attention to my dog, who insisted that I walk her at 9 o'clock at night. And my back was aching because I'd pulled a muscle. Okay, now, on top of what's interesting about all of this, too, is that yesterday, I don't know what, of course I know what it is, who it is, but I suddenly got such a spurge, a spurt of energy to super, super clean my car. No, yes, thank you. I super, super cleaned my car, which I've never done, in the 10 years that I've had the car. I mean, I super, super cleaned it, and the only thing that I have left to do is really the windows, and that's because my dogs, get in, they go with me everywhere I go, and so that's why it's always, hairy and dirty. because of them. But, so I just need to wipe off the windows. But it's so super clean, and it didn't even dawn on me until a little while ago that I was going through some of these dreams that people are having, that especially this particular dream, he's in a car, and Jesus is in a car with people in it. And for me to have that sudden surge of energy to super clean my car, and I wasn't even thinking of the four blood moons or the rapture. I just wanted to super, super clean it. And then when I read this dream, when I heard about this dream, I thought, wow, isn't it, you know, I don't know if there's got to be some correlation to it that here Jesus is pure, spotless, he's clean, he's without blemish, he's without wrinkle, and because of his blood cleansing us and washing us, we are now pure, spotless, clean, and without wrinkle as well. And so I spend a lot of time in my car. That's where as soon as I get in my car, I start praying, and that's where my sanctuary is, believe it or not. It's my that's my sanctuary.
Sure.
And so when I was I wanted to super clean my car was, I think, a supernatural sign for me. And then having had that vision with a second, you know, seeing the stop sign being a blood moon stop sign, and then people having dreams of seeing stop lights being, you know, like signs of the blood moon. I'm just letting you all know that I think we really, really, really are super, super close. Mm-hmm. And it's all of our, I'm speaking to the choir, just for us to stay really, really close to the Lord in these next couple of hours. Just stay, in prayer and under his covering, under his blood, under his anointing. And the other thought I wanted to share with you, for whatever it's worth, I went to go see the movie Left Behind today. And I thought that the first 10 minutes, this is my own opinion, I thought the first 10, 15 minutes were great. After that, you know, I was really bored with it. Maybe other people, there was only 5 people in the theater, but, people that might see it might think it was a really good movie. But it was more, to me, in my opinion, it was a lot of hype with special effects, and they were just in the air and blah, blah, blah. But the reason the first 15 minutes were super exciting to me was, meaningful to me, was because they showed the mother, and it was similar to the book, to the first movie, but the mother was attacked a lot by her daughter and her husband because of the her passion for the Lord Jesus and his imminent return. And they didn't talk a lot about the Lord or his imminent return, but it was interesting that the daughter mentions to the mother something about, you know, you're always talking about this earthquake coming. And even though it there wasn't an earthquake when the rapture took place, they mentioned the earthquake. And people were, you know, then she connected with her father and blah, 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 you know, the story. But it was, for some reason, the word earthquake stood out to me. And also, I thought what was interesting, too, was the daughter realized she had hurt her mother. She had come home from school or wherever she was, came home, and they were sitting down talking, and her mother was very upset. You know, she hurt her mother, and I thought of the way my brother talks as the way my brother has, the way he has made fun of me or insulted my Lord, my God, his God, and he doesn't even know it. And so, anyways, I just thought that was really interesting. But be on the lookout, guys. Stay very close to the Lord. I don't know, you know, it's not like he's given me a knowing, but he gives me these little clues, and that's the way the Holy Spirit works with me. He gives me these clues to pay attention, and it's like, okay, I'm paying attention, so I'm just passing the word on to you that I'm paying attention to the clues the Holy Spirit is giving me. So I just wanted to share that with all of you. Thank you.
It's interesting because there's something about the lunar eclipse coming up. Observers on Wednesday morning's total lunar eclipse might be able to catch sight of extremely rare cosmic sight. October 8th, interested sky watchers should attempt to see the total eclipse of the moon and the rising sun simultaneously. The little used name for this effect is called Selene Lion. I'm not sure how you pronounce it, a phenomenon that celestial geometry says cannot happen. Indeed, during a lunar eclipse, the sun and the moon are exactly 180 degrees apart in the sky. In a perfect alignment like this, called the SYZYGY, how you pronounce that, an observation would seem impossible, but thanks to Earth's atmosphere, the images of both the sun and the moon are apparently lifted above the horizon by atmospheric refraction. This allows people on Earth to see the sun for several minutes before it actually has risen, and the moon for several minutes after it's actually set. So that's interesting about this red moon, this total lunar eclipse coming up. And I guess there's a partial solar eclipse on October 23rd. So we have the partial solar coming up as well. Interesting to me.
And the solar eclipses, from what I understand, pertain to, you know, the world, and the lunar eclipses have to do with the Jews. But what's interesting about the lunar eclipse, you know, the blood moon, is that while we understand that it, you know, it all has to do with Israel, we also know we're living in the very, 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 very last moments of the last days. And the Holy Spirit has been revealing these things to us. And if he's revealing these things to us, that means that's just more confirmation that our precious Lord Jesus is about to return for us. Because there's nothing else, you know, there's nothing else that has to be fulfilled now, you know, in prophecy regarding, you know, the nation of Israel being, you know, reborn, if you will, Jerusalem becoming a capital, the capital of Israel. But nothing else, there's no other prophecy in the Bible that has to be fulfilled other than Jesus returning for us, and then Father God restoring, you know, Israel, getting Israel's attention back to himself once and for all. That's what we have to be out of the way. This is where the body of Christ, but anyways, I just wanted to share that with you. And
thank you.
I'm going to have to go.
Okay, we love you.
I love you all.
We love you, sweetie.
For sharing.
Hang in there.
The Lord bless you all, and I'll talk to you soon. If not,
honey.
In the air for sure. Okay?
Yes.
Group hug.
All right. Keep.
Love you all.
Bye.
Love you, dear. Bye-bye.
Love you. Anyone else have anything to share?
You know what? My daughter found this version of the Bible. It's called Easy to Read Scripture Text, New and Contemporary Version of the New Testament from the Ancient Greek Text with Accuracy and Clarity by members of the American Bible Society's translation. And I was wondering if I could have maybe just a few minutes to just read this on the Lord's coming. It's worded a little differently, but it's very accurate. But it reads like you're talking to somebody. I don't know. It just it struck me like, wow, you know, if I could read that to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. He says, my friends, we want you to understand, it's called the Lord's coming, to understand how it will be for those followers who have already died. Then you won't grieve over them and be like the people who don't have any hope. We believe that Jesus died and was raised to life. We also believe that when God brings Jesus back again, he will bring with him all who had faith in Jesus before they died. Our Lord Jesus told us that when he comes, we won't go up to meet him ahead of his followers who have already died. See, this is a little different, but it's very accurate. Okay, here we go. With a loud command and with the shout of the chief angel and a blast of God's trumpet, the Lord will return from heaven. When those who had faith in Christ before they died, then those who had faith in Christ before they died will be raised to life. Next, all of us who are still alive will be taken up in the clouds together with them to meet the Lord in the sky. From that time on, we will be with the Lord forever. Encourage each other with these words. I don't need to write to you about the time or date when all this will happen. You surely know that the Lord's return will be as a thief coming at night. People will think they are safe and secure, but destruction will suddenly strike them, and the pains like the pains of a woman about to give birth, and they won't escape. My dear friends, you don't live in darkness, and so that day won't surprise you like a thief. If you belong to the light and live in the day, we don't live in the night or belong to the dark. Others may sleep, but we should stay awake and be alert. People sleep during the night, and some even get drunk, but we belong to the day. So we must stay sober and let our faith and love be like a suit of armor. Our firm hope that we will be saved is our helmet. God doesn't intend to punish us, but to have our Lord Jesus Christ save us. Christ died for us so that we could live with him, whether we are alive or dead, when he comes. That's why you must encourage and keep each other and help each other, just as you were already doing. And it says here, don't turn away from God's Spirit or ignore prophecies. Put everything to the test. Accept what is good and don't have anything to do with evil. I pray that God, who gives peace, will make you completely holy, and may your spirit, soul, and body be kept healthy and faultless until our Lord Jesus Christ returns. The one who chose you can be trusted, and he will do this. Friends, please pray for us. Give the Lord's followers a warm greeting. In the name of the Lord, I beg you to read this letter to all his followers. I pray that our Lord Jesus Christ will be kind to you. So this reads like, you know, like you're just talking to somebody, and it's so easy to put a little more emphasis and oomph into it. So I just want to read that to you. I found this very encouraging.
Yeah,
you know, like truth right in the face.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I love this. Oh, there's more, but I mean, we can read another time if we're here.
it reads like a
story.
Talk about it
yeah.
in heaven.
Oh.
Talk about it in heaven.
You know,
under
so I wanted to share that with you. Yeah.
Yes, thank you very much. Anyone else have you want to share before I end the show? And I should show it's church, under church. Anyone else want to say anything? Anyone else? Want to share? Well, I love you all. We love you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We worship you. We
Amen.
Love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Praise you. We worship you. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for coming to elope with your RCC bride and your other
mm-hmm.
brides around the world. And then thank you for coming to take your rapture bride home as well.
Mm-hmm.
We know you've been waiting a long time for your brides to come home, and the time is finally here for you, and we know you're excited, even though we know you have some turmoil as well from what you have to do. But we thank you, we love you, we encourage you, we worship you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, and we're coming home.
Mm-hmm. Okay, email me so I can send you that thing.
And the blood will dry underneath my nails, and the wind will rise up to fill my sails. So you can doubt and you can hate, but I know no matter what it takes, I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming home. Let the
Love you, Jesus. We love you. Good night, everyone.
Good night, honey.
Jesus loves you, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Have a blessed evening, the Lord.
Okay, send me your email, honey.
Love you guys. Bye.
Love you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.